People make a lot of promises at the state fair. The guy manning the Break the Plate game swears anyone can be a winner. The woman in the merchandise mart guarantees her slicer dicer is the fastest around. And the operator of the fireball says it's impossible to get sick from his ride. But all these pledges pale in comparison to what Ward Hall has to say. This guy vows he has a headless woman under his tent, and that you can meet her for the cost of just 6 tickets.
Come in now and see the strangest show on earth.
Of course, if anyone can make good on that kind of promise, it's Ward Hall. Hall is known around the world as the king of the sideshows. You can find him at the back of the State Fair Midway, under a poster of Spidora, who, as the story goes, was born with a human head and the body of a spider.
It's the darndest thing you've ever seen.
Hall is the one with the constant smile, the one in the top hat and sequined red tailcoat.
Oh yeah, all sequined up, you know, sequined rhinestones and flash.
The Nebraska native got his first job as a circus clown when he was 13. He moved on to fire eating and soon was promoted to that guy who gets the knives thrown at him. When he was 17, he shelled out $1,000 to buy his very own sideshow. Over the past 61 years, he's worked with pretty much everyone who's anyone in the sideshow world.
I had for some years with me Gladia the Frog Girl, Emmett Bajano the Alligator Skin Man, Priscilla the Monkey Girl, who had a dark complexion, like a kind of green complexion, and long, silky, beautiful hair all over her face and body. She's a very intelligent, educated lady, loved to dance. I loved to dance in those days. I'd rather dance than eat. And every Friday night, we would have a dinner dance. Oh, I spent many hours dancing with Priscilla. She was a great Latin dancer, and I loved Latin dances.
Hall gets frustrated with people who assume the monkey girl was just some local teen with hair glued to her body. He says his show always featured genuine human oddities, as they're called in the business. These were real people. People who had birth defects or genetic abnormalities. The elephant foot girl, for example, had elephantitis of the feet. Seal-O, the seal boy, had no arms, just hands coming out of his shoulders. And the turtle man was born with neither arms nor legs. Of course, while the people were real, their monikers were pure showbiz. It certainly wasn't enough to say, "We've got a woman with ichthyosis, step right up and see her rough, scaly skin." Instead, she'd be promoted as the reptile girl or something like that. Hall does admit that sometimes the personas the entertainers were given could be a bit misleading, as was the case with Abdul the Arabian Giant.
He was actually from Mississippi, but had beautiful wardrobe. I had a big headpiece, the headpiece by itself with the feathers and all stood about 4 feet tall. Part of the lecture would be, when he stands erect, he towers over other men, as Mount Kilimanjaro towers above the plains of Africa. Tower for us, Abdul. And I had taught him, don't ever speak. As far as the people are concerned, you do not speak or understand anything but Arabic. But one night, he decided he wanted to assist me. So he stepped downstage, raised his hand and said, hi y'all, hi y'all, hi y'all.
But even with little mishaps like that, people came from all over to see the giants and midgets and fat ladies. In the 1950s and 60s, there were over 100 traveling sideshows in the United States. Today, Hall's is the only one left. His business partner, C.M. Crist, admits the political correctness movement didn't exactly mesh with the concept of the sideshow, or as it used to be known, the freak show.
Today, the first thing they say is, you don't have any freaks, do you? What would be acceptable today is midgets, a very big fat person, because a 500-pound fat person wouldn't mean anything. Or a giant would be acceptable. But beyond that, the world's just different.
The way Crist sees it, society's become a bit too PC, and Ward Hall agrees. He's convinced that without sideshows, the majority of the human oddities would have been put in institutions or left to live on welfare. Back when he started, no one was about to hire the mule-faced woman to be a lawyer or the lobster boy to teach social studies to school kids.
The people who call themselves politically correct would deny these people the right to make a living. They were in sideshows because they wanted to be. They love applause. They're ham actors.
Certainly, the debate over putting human beings on display is a heated one. But when it comes to sideshows, it's become almost irrelevant. Even if it were acceptable to refer to someone as the legless wonder, medical advances have made the very existence of people like the penguin lady or the living torso far less likely. Today, it's possible for conjoined twins to be separated. There's plastic surgery for people like Cuckoo the Bird Girl. And there's electrolysis for the bearded ladies. As a result, the human oddities have been replaced on stage by what Ward calls illusions.
You're going to meet in there tonight my personal favorite, Madame Volterra. You're going to watch sparks come out of her fingertips. She's going to be able to light light bulbs with her nose and torches with her tongue.
Hall admits that, really, today's sideshow is mostly smoke and mirrors. It features acts like the Cobra Girl and the Headless Marvel that he was advertising. That one's basically an old magic trick. It uses a special chair contraption you can actually buy on the internet. But the show does have a sword swallower and a fire eater and a guy who drives nails into his head with a hammer. And what truly is amazing is that they do this show every 20 minutes or so, from 10:30 in the morning to 11:30 at night. That means the fire-eating midget is gulping flames about 45 times a day.
This is the great Poobah. He is the king of the pygmies, the human volcano, and the hottest man in town, and he's going to eat some fire for you.
When it all comes down to it, though, Ward Hall says the acts that used to pack the tent just don't cut it today.
I always had a tattooed lady, and that's interesting because they were wonderful attractions then. Today, I wouldn't give you 50 cents a week for a tattooed lady because it's too common. It's not an attraction anymore.
He says these days the tattooed lady is just the girl next door. Nikki Tundell, Minnesota Public Radio News.